Or tune in to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was another episode of Eclectic Residence with Keely. And this is Stardo Junction, progressive music till 6 o'clock. Thanks for joining me, and thanks for supporting community-driven radio. Not ever supported by any dollars or cents. And I've got here on the turntable a full record for you. George Russell's Aesthetics, a true classic in 20th century jazz. Another 1961 recording. Played a piece from Bill Evans' Riverside record, or Village Vanguard record, also 1961. And I was listening to some Grant Green that was recorded in 1961 the other day as well. All right, now that I've caught up on my thoughts, Aesthetics featuring a true all-star lineup: George Russell on the piano, Don Ellis on trumpet, Dave Baker on trombone, Eric Dolphy on sax and bass clarinet, Steve Swallow on the bass, and Joe Hunt on the drums. Released in 1961, and the fifth album, I believe, by Mr. George Russell, who was an innovator in jazz melody and in jazz theory. He wrote a number of books on the subject, which are advanced reading. But I believe, from what I understand, advanced the art of jazz melody making by some degree. So we're going to listen to that. Aesthetic is the first song. After that, a Miles Davis recording, Nardis, Lydiot, and Thoughts. And that'll take us to just about 4:30, and then I'll flip the record. Thanks for tuning in, supporting us here at CKUW. This is Star Road Junction. We're about to listen to Aesthetics, the 1961 album by George Russell and his sextet.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Three tracks from George Russell's 1961 release, Aesthetics, we just listened to. That was Round Midnight, a Thelonious Monk composition, radically reworked by George Russell and his sextet. And before that, Honesty and Aesthetic itself to start us off at 4:03. That's an all-star lineup for George Russell. Again, that's Eric Dolphy on the sax, Don Ellis on trumpet, Dave Baker on trombone, Steve Swallow on bass, Joe Hunt on drums, and George Russell himself on piano. Next, I'm going to play side two. Thoughts is track one on side B, followed up by Nardis, Lydiate, and Keisha's tune. And Nardis is the Miles Davis composition at just over 4.5 minutes. And then I'll just about take us to 5 o'clock. And I've got a Dave Brock solo album, one of the masterminds behind Hawkwind, and also a collection of jazz and art electronic. I shouldn't try to describe it. And some new releases by some guys on Bandcamp. One is Winnipeg's Greg Hannock, has a collection of experimental pieces out called Cogs. That's C-O-G-S. I'm going to play a track from that later. And also some stuff from Roger Clark Miller, who is the bassist or the guitarist from Mission of Burma, that band all the way back in the day, 1980s. He's been active in music all of the decades since, and he's got a new album out, Trinary System. So we'll probably play some of that, kind of mathy, loud and heavy, experimental rock metal, you'd probably call it, but some pretty good stuff, not too over the top, and some interesting riffs in there. So I'll probably play something from them later. But first, side two of 1961's Aesthetics. I've got it here on clear vinyl, and it's got a different track listing than the CD version. For some reason, the CD version has tracks in a different order. I guess the re-release needed a different ordering. But side B on my reissue on clear vinyl has Thoughts, Nardis, Lydiate, and Keisha's tune. And everything, as you know, sounds better on clear vinyl. It's 4:31 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. You're tuned into CKUW 95.9 FM. And this is Star Road Junction. Here's George Russell with Thoughts.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, that was side two of George Russell's 1961 album, Aesthetics. We just listened to Keyes' tune for that Lydiate, Nardis, and Thoughts to start off the side just around 4:32. It's 4:57 now and you're tuned into CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm Jesse, your host, for the next hour and 3 minutes till 6 o'clock. I have a bunch more music for you. All in the progressive vein of things. If you'd like to follow along to the playlist or see what any of shows past have played, go to spinitron.com. That's S-P-I-N-I-T-R-O-N.com. You can see all of our playlists there and all of the songs update in real time as long as the hosts have put them in the slots ahead of time, which may or may not be the case. Here's a little tune from Mysterious Traveler, a mysterious kind of album by Weather Report from 1975. This is kind of a hard album to pin down and a little bit uneven, as you might say. A few tracks not really that outstanding and a few tracks quite interesting. And then after that, there's some new stuff, there's some local stuff, and maybe a full album by... a full 1988 album by Mr. Dave Brock and the Agents of Chaos. A first little weather report from 1975.